Government appears to be on the road to shut down. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight is the deadline. There's no response yet from Hamas on the 20-point ceasefire proposal put forth by President Trump yesterday. Gaza today, another 42 Palestinians were killed. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. This is ABC News. A text message to a Trump cabinet secretary recently appears to show concern within the Trump administration about U.S. soybean exports. American farmers typically sell to China, billions of dollars worth. Beijing has stopped buying in response to the Trump tariffs. ABC's Morgan Norwood with more.
A photo taken by the Associated Press at the U.N. last week appears to show a text message to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent from BR, widely considered to be Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The message reads, "We bailed out Argentina yesterday, and in return, the Argentines removed their export tariffs on grains, reducing their price, and sold a bunch of soybeans to China at a time when we would normally be selling to China."
The message goes on to say, "This gives China more leverage on us." A federal judge temporarily suspending the Trump administration's plan to cut hundreds of jobs at the Voice of America. VOA employees still on the job for now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news at the pump for Green Bay drivers. Gas prices in Green Bay have fallen 8 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging $2.80 per gallon today. That's nearly 30 cents lower than the national average. Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says this time of year, seasonal factors ramp up their impact on gas prices, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand for gas. For now, DeHaan says those factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump. Green Bay police are inviting you to come join them for a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. October 1st is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and our local officers will be at Bay Motel and Family Restaurant on Military Avenue from 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. No set agenda, they say just conversation and coffee. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the last farmers market on Broadway for the season. Looks like a beautiful night to be out there enjoying live music and some of the last fresh produce of the season. The Farmers Market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest markets. More than 120 local vendors line the streets with fresh produce, baked goods, coffee, flower, plants, and more. The market runs tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Union! local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Laura McKenna, and it is time for a keyword. The 9 o'clock keyword as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. It's warm. W-A-R-M. Text the word warm right now through that Civic Media app to do some winning with WGBW. You have until 10 o'clock.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah.
She's everything. see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good. Money down. Money down. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We're hearing from the people of the town. They call us GMCs, tramps.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Your go for the green and gold multi-state text to win keyword coming up again here in less than 5 minutes. Also today, September 30th, kind of a nostalgic but sad day. After 34 years, AOL is no longer going to offer dial-up service. Remember the, you've got mail. I honestly didn't even know you could still get AOL dial-up, but apparently about 165,000 Americans still rely on the dial-up service to get internet from remote parts of the country. But after today, nope, it is going to be offline. For good.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIInsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
News and timeless hits keep playing right here on 97.9 WGBW, and the winning continues as well. Go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. Your keyword for this hour at 9 a.m. It is warm. Not just saying it's warm. The keyword is warm. It's also going to be a warm week for us. W-A-R-M, warm. That is what you'll be texting right now through the Civic Media app with WGBW, and good luck.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. New test scores for Wisconsin kids aren't great, and they're even worse for kids of color. The latest test scores from the State Department of Public Instruction shows major racial and income gaps once again. Just 18% of black students reached expectations in English, compared to more than 61% of white students. The new data shows only about half of all public school students are hitting the mark for English and math. State Superintendent Jill Underly says these scores matter, but they don't show the challenges students bring to school, like worries at home and mental health struggles. As if you needed one more reason to cheer on the Pack, how's this? Every time the Packers win a game this season, Wisconsin veterans will get $100,000 toward erasing their debts. That's how much the Packers, teaming up with Verizon, will put toward debt relief for veterans after each Packer win. In a press release, the Packers say this initiative will be carried out in collaboration with ForgiveCo, a public benefit corporation that partners with organizations to abolish unpayable debt. They say medical and financial debt disproportionately impacts veterans returning to civilian life and seeking care. No applications are required. Veterans will be identified through ForgiveCo's Random Acts of Kindness model and will be notified following each Packers win. The race for Wisconsin's next governor is fluctuating, growing on the Democratic side, but getting smaller on the Republican side. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, announced her candidacy yesterday, while Republican Bill Berrien dropped out of the race just before the weekend. Hughes emphasized her business background and says her years of experience growing Wisconsin businesses is what sets her apart. Right now, the Democratic ticket includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royes, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Congressman Tom Tiffany entered the race a week ago today, joining Washington County Executive Josh Shulman running as Republicans. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
WGBW.
News, timeless hits, starting every morning with Dan Marcus and listening all day long. That is how to have a very good day with 97.9 WGBW.
Ready or not, here I come. He that used to be such fun. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready, huh? Take you home, marry you.
7.9 WGBW. For more info on the Boot, Scoot, or Ride treasure hunt happening on Saturday, go to wgbw.fm/events.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better. Say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up here?
local news. Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So what's for breakfast? Might be a little bit early for a corn dog, but you know what? If you want one for breakfast, I'm not going to judge. But before you take a bite, you might want to check your corn dogs in the freezer. And are they Jimmy Dean and State Fair? Because if they are, I don't know that I would be biting into those. About 58 million pounds of corn dogs are being recalled because they could contain pieces of wood in the batter. The products were sold between March 17th and last Friday. So if you just purchased some, you definitely, before you take a bite, check the box. About 5 injuries have been reported so far. Also, stick around because we have that Go for the Green and Gold keyword coming up again in less than 5 minutes.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. Always singing along on 97.9 at WGBW. And we hope that you're texting along with us as well as we go for the green and gold. Just a little bit of time left to text our multi-state text to win contest keyword for this 9 o'clock hour. It is warm. WARM. Text it through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, but on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like a mighty fat. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
Good.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with news at the top and bottom of every hour.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved.
I'm Sherry Preston. Generals and admirals summoned to Virginia. Listen today as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth laid out a new direction at the Pentagon, including raising the standards for physical fitness and combat readiness.
But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
He also said hazing and boot camp would be allowed again and that racial quotas were being scrapped. He also told the generals if they didn't like the new rules, they should do the honorable thing and resign. The government is on the brink of the first shutdown in almost 7 years, a standoff over health care subsidies threatening to trigger it. Second detainee shot in an attack on a Dallas immigration field office last week has died, according to his family. He was one of three detainees shot. This is ABC News. The federal electric vehicle tax credit runs out today, so if you had your eye on one, might want to get to the dealership.
Sales of electric vehicles have been rising over the past few months ahead of the federal tax credit's planned expiration. Cox Automotive estimating EVs will account for about 10% of the new car market in the third quarter. That's the equivalent of more than 400,000 vehicles, up about 20% from this time last year.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. 3 months before Christmas, Labubus might be on a few Santa lists.
Ready for an earworm to replace Baby Shark? With hardly a dime spent on traditional advertising, a line of toys that originated in China is rising in popularity among Americans. Labubu sales on TikTok Shop in the U.S. reportedly grew from under $430,000 in May of last year to nearly $5 million in May 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news at the pump for Green Bay drivers. Gas prices in Green Bay have fallen 8 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging $2.80 per gallon today. That's nearly 30 cents lower than the national average. Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says this time of year, seasonal factors ramp up their impact on gas prices, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand for gas.